and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, blessed day today. We're staying busy down here at Health Masters as always. And again, we thank you for your support and also thank you for your patience. As a lot of people know, if you've made phone calls to Health Masters in the last week, we've been very busy. A lot of people are calling us up, asking us about different things. A lot of people are getting their vitamin C and D3 from us, making sure they're staying up, stocked up on their healthy immune system protocols and so forth. So again, we are a couple days behind on everything, but we are getting to everybody's orders. We are getting them out as fast as we can physically do so, and we are answering every single phone call every single day to the best of our ability to try to give everybody the best supplement advice, nutritional advice, health advice, anything we can help anybody out with, we're trying to do the best we can. So again, thank you for your support on that, and thank you for your patience on that, Dad. How are you doing today?
Awesome. I'm doing absolutely wonderful, for this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And we need to all have that positive attitude about what's going on in our world today, because quite frankly, though 10,000 may fall on our one side and 10,000 may fall on our other side, as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to touch us. As Christians, born again, taking care of ourselves, taking the right supplements, getting the right nutrients, I personally believe we're going to stay completely healthy through all of this. That's the only thing that I can believe, because quite frankly, this coronavirus isn't getting any better. In fact, the creator of the U.S. Bioweapons Act, basically, Sir Dr. Francis Boyle, says that the coronavirus is a biological warfare weapon. This guy's a Harvard graduate. In an explosive interview, Dr. Francis Boyle, who drafted the Biological Weapons Act back in the 80s, has given a detailed statement admitting that in 2019, the Wuhan coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon and that the World Health Organization already knew about it. Now, you're going to have to stop and just take a deep breath about what I just said. I'm going to repeat that, and I'm just going to kind of do it slow. In an explosive interview that I've got posted on our website in the news section, Dr. Francis Boyle, he's the one who drafted the Biological Weapons Act, has given a detailed statement admitting that the 2019 Wuhan coronavirus is an offensive biological warfare weapon and that the World Health Organization already knows about it. He's a professor of the international law at the University of Illinois, Chicago Law. He drafted the U.S. domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention, known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989, that was approved unanimously by both houses of the U.S. Congress and signed into law by President George H.W. Bush. An exclusive interview given to Geopolitics and Empire, Dr. Boyle discusses the coronavirus outbreak in China and the BioLevel Safety 4 laboratory from which he believes the infectious disease escaped. He believes the virus is potentially lethal and an offensive biological warfare weapon or dual-use biowarfare weapon agent genetically modified with gain-of-functional properties, which is why the Chinese government originally tried to cover it up, because they're trying to hide their bioweapon, and is now taking drastic measures to contain it. The Wuhan BSL-4 lab, which we talked about in detail last week, this biohazards lab where they do this research, is also specifically designated the World Health Organization Research Lab, and Dr. Boyle contends that WHO knows full well what went wrong and what is occurring. Dr. Boyle also touches upon the great Kamal India's exclusive report, Coronavirus Bioweapon, where he reported in detail how Chinese biowarfare agents working in the Canadian lab in Winnipeg were involved in the smuggling of coronavirus into the Wuhan's lab from where it is believed to have been leaked. Guys, I covered all of this last week. I went into detail with this with the biolabs in Canada and what happened. Now we have Francis Boyle coming in and saying that basically the information that we had given out last week was correct and that this is a biological weapon designed for only one purpose, and that is to kill people. By the way, the head of the Harvard Chemistry Department, I covered this last week too, I'm going to cover it again, and two Chinese nationals are charged with trying to steal America research and technology. The Trump administration is cracking down on Chinese academic and corporate espionage and has made several arrests of suspects, including a Harvard professor, and two Chinese nationals who may have funneled information to China. Charles Lieber, the chair of Harvard's Department of Chemistry and Chemical Biology, there we go, was arrested on charges of lying to investigators about being paid up to $50,000 a month. Here we go. Get ready, guys. By the Wuhan University of Technology from 2012 to 2017 and receiving more than $1.5 million to establish a lab. Critics observed that Lieber's actions took an attempt at espionage with a generous monetary reward. In a separate case, Yang Guanyi, a lieutenant in China's People's Liberation Army, concealed her foreign military service to gain entry into the U.S. as a researcher, and she is accused of sending U.S. documents to China and assessing U.S. military websites under orders from Chinese military. She has not been arrested as she is in China. Another Chinese national, Zazun Zhizeng, a medical student, was charged with attempting to smuggle 21 vials of biological materials out of the United States in a sock in his luggage before a flight to China. Authorities say that Yang later confessed having stolen the vials from the Beth Israel Hospital. Oh, gosh. Guys, you know, sometimes I love doing shows like this, as far as when I do my show with you guys daily and I talk about Jesus or the blood of Christ, or I start doing scripture research with you. I love doing that. But when I have to come to you guys who are my friends and kind of tell you this kind of stuff, it's really kind of yuck. You know, after what I've read this morning now and after Francis Boyle, I'm upping my threat assessment on this whole thing up to 5 to 6. And that's a huge increase for me from 3 to 4 from last week. That gives it like a 50 to 60% chance of being a major bioweapon that's been released. I don't know. You know, we're going to have to see what happens in the United States. We're going to have to see if the containment that we did as far as stopping the air flights into China, which, by the way, should have been done 2 weeks ago. The problem is that who knew this thing got out? He says it. Francis Boyle says it. Yeah, but they didn't bother to tell the world. They didn't even bother to clear this international emergency until last week. And they know what this is. They know what this is. And I'm just hoping that it's going to continue to mutate and become less lethal. What they're saying now, though, is it's continuing to mutate because it's mutating. If you catch it once and you recover from it again, you recover from it because of the mutations, you can catch it again. Guys, how about we just do this? How about we just believe that our mitochondria are producing energy in our body at a high enough rate, and that our macrophages have enough vitamin D3, we have enough C and iodine in our body, that nothing's coming near us. How about that? How about we believe that? That's what I'm going to believe. Because, guys, this is a major, major problem that we have right now. And quite frankly, I hate reporting on it. I have had multiple sites now that I've been getting information from have pretty much either gone minimal coverage on this topic now or gone silent. But, of course, that doesn't surprise anyone because the Rothschild banking cartel are the clowns that basically have done all of this. All of this.
Yeah.
You got to follow the money. It's always the same people all the way down to this Harvard professor and how he got funded and who he's involved with. I mean, you know, what a mess. Charles Lieber. So here we go. At it again. Now we'll try to figure out what to do as far as cleaning this mess back up. And hopefully this isn't the big push they're doing for biological weapons to massively reduce the population of the planet. Austin, what do you think?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a lot of speculation now, too, on whether or not China's using this as a beta test, as a full-blown crackdown. I had a buddy of mine ask me a question yesterday if he thought, you know, this was being released intentionally to stop all the protests that were happening in Hong Kong. I said, the problem with this is, I said, this has been in the works for a while. You know, they didn't just brew this thing up in a lab a week ago or 5 weeks ago or whatever. I mean, this stuff has been obviously massively altered, as I talked to you guys yesterday in the one article discussing the HIV part of it and everything else. Very weird stuff. And so, I mean, looking at the numbers that we're seeing from the actual news or the National Health Commission in China, which we have already been told, numerous people have said this, numerous researchers, scientists, doctors in China are saying that the numbers are massively, massively being downplayed. But I mean, if you just look at the National Health Commission numbers, these are the ones they're publishing in China, just a week ago, the 27th, 28th, there were 5,000 cases. Today, we're at 20,440 cases. If you run this just on a percentage chart, not even going exponential, but just showing on a continual graph of a growth of this, that means by next week, we're looking at 100,000 cases. The week after that, 400 to 500. By the end of February, you'd be looking at about a million cases. That's where this is going on just a base number without it even going exponential. Same thing with the deaths. A week ago, they had 106 deaths. Now today, there's 425. Next week, we're looking at about 16 to 1700. By the end of February, we'll be looking at about 10,000 deaths. And again, that's if it doesn't go exponential. That's just on the growth curve that it's been doing on a week by week basis currently. Now, one thing about this, though, that I've noticed in China is they're basically going full-blown totalitarian. We know that the globalist and the New World Order and the entire global currency has to come about basically out of ashes, so to speak. Out of chaos comes a New World Order. It's been said numerous times by multiple globalists. The only way to get people to accept a full-blown global government and a one-world currency is to bring everything to the baseline again. Period. Nobody is going to accept a one-world currency when we have a stock market at almost 30,000, when we basically are dealing with fuel at $2 a gallon, when we're dealing with all these things that are still very comfortable for the American population. Nobody's going to accept it. People are going to resist it. However, fear is one of the easiest ways to get people to accept things that they don't want to accept. Look at 9/11. Look at the Patriot Act. Look at Homeland Security, which was enacted right after 9/11, but had already been in the works to be established years before that. They needed a precipitating incident. Same thing with the NSA. All these agencies that came about after 9/11 would have never made it into place if 9/11 would not have occurred, because people would have come forward and said, no, we don't need domestic Homeland Security to spy on us in conjunction with the NSA. This is unnecessary. We don't need the Patriot Act. We don't need unlawful detention just because you say that somebody's a terrorist. Now we're seeing in Hong Kong now, whether or not these videos are 100% legitimate or if they're basically propaganda by the Communist Party, I don't know. But all these videos are released now showing China employing drones to watch over citizens and tell them to go back indoors. One video posted by the state-run Global Times newspaper shows a drone flying over a village with voiceovers being given to those below. Go back home, wash your hands, do not go outside. Separate video posted by the Global Times shows a drone spraying sanitizer over parts of the city. Another clip posted to social media site Weibo showed a group of people playing the tile-based game Mahjong in a village near the southwestern city being told to disperse after being spotted by a camera. It goes on to say, playing Mahjong outside is banned during the epidemic. Stop playing and leave the site immediately. Officials ordered the villagers through a microphone on the drone as they're watching. Now, again, this could be propaganda that the communist Chinese are putting out there, but I don't put it past them to use drones to basically go around and dictate orders. Another thing that is 100% factual now is Hong Kong government. Listen to this. Remember, Hong Kong just had this giant outrage for months on end, people cutting down basically security cameras, facial recognition cameras, all these college students were boarding up colleges. All this was going on just a few months ago, and currently, Hong Kong government has now announced they're placing electronic wristbands on individuals being infected by the Wuhan coronavirus. The Department of Health said wristbands are ready to monitor Hong Kong people placed into quarantine in their own homes. The wristbands will be connected to the wearer's smartphone via Bluetooth, and if the wristband moves too far away from their phone or the phone leaves the permitted area, an alert will be sent to the authorities. Destroying or taking off the wristband or leaving your area of restricted place will be considered a breach of the quarantine, a prison term of up to 6 months, and a $5,000 fine, which is basically their currency. It's about $650 fine in USD. It's punishment for those who violate the quarantine order. Guys, they're putting wristbands on these people. Now, I get if there's a real quarantine issue, people need to stay in place. But now there's drones flying around telling people to go back inside. They're not allowed outside. Now they're putting wristbands on people. Basically, if they walk outside or they walk too far from their phone, the authorities are notified. And then what are they doing? They send a full-blown quarantine hazmat SWAT team in. What are they doing that now? They're going in to arrest you, handcuff you, haul you off, disappear you. They're going to throw you in basically a crematory. I mean, incinerate you, just disappear. Where's this headed? I mean, this is something that's very interesting to watch, very troubling to watch, too, because so many times we've seen in history that people will allow themselves to be subjected to some of the most tyrannical regimes and punishment simply because they're scared of what's going on. Don't live in a spirit of fear. right now in the United States, this stuff has not gotten significant whatsoever. If it does start to get significant, be very, very cautious of what you allow yourself to believe and who you allow yourself to follow. Because if they start doing this in the United States, there's a high probability they're going to try to use this as a beta test, as an excuse to start doing simple things like this, like making people wear wristbands to monitor what they do and where they go, to use drone. We already know U.S. Patrol, U.S. Marshal, U.S. Sheriffs, local police, there's tens of thousands of drones all over the United States now in essentially civilian law enforcement aspects because of Homeland Security and their giant, giant mass dump of military-grade goods that came out of Afghanistan and Iraq in the Middle East because the Homeland Security needed to basically procure $50 billion of military equipment and give it to local law enforcement for pennies on the dollar because that's what they felt like they needed to do. Hence why a local sheriff's department here has three MRAPs, not one, not two, but three MRAPs. This is something that you really have to start questioning. What are these things going to be used for in a quarantine procedure? And if they are, what are we going to follow? Out of fear, or are we going to follow out of logic? That's why I keep telling everybody, stay away from huge public areas right now. They're going to be loaded with people from all over the country, such as Disney World. I already say don't go to Disney World in the first place. But in general, don't be going to places like that right now where you're going to have people from all over the place because those are the areas that are going to be highly likely you're going to be getting exposed to stuff, especially now that they're saying, like I said yesterday, this stuff can live dormant on surfaces for 5 days. 5 days? I mean, and so in my opinion, we haven't even seen the beginning of this in China, but like Dad said, I think we may possibly have been able to cordon it off over there, and it hasn't spread throughout the entire world yet because we basically blocked off China so quickly. But again, we're just going to have to see what happens over the next couple of weeks and pray and trust God to keep us safe and protect us. And at the same time, make sure you're staying prepared and do everything you can at home and around your family to keep everybody healthy, to keep everybody safe, and to keep everybody prepared, as always, Dad. Did I lose you? I don't know what happened. Did I get cut off?
I'm here, buddy. I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought I had my phone turned off, and I turned it back off by accident. Let's talk about what the Scripture says in Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. I wanted to read that. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fight the terror of the night, or the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near to you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High God your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra, and you will trample the lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. With long life, I will satisfy and show him my salvation. Guys, we've got to stand on Psalm 91 with this stuff. We have to. Now remember, in the Old Testament, there were four precepts. This is out of the Old Testament. This is out of Psalms. There was God's relationship to man, man's relationship to man, the sanitary laws, and the dietary laws. Now stay with me for a second. This is real important. All of this was applicable in the writing of Psalm 91. He says in Deuteronomy, follow these laws, follow these decrees, and you will live long. If you don't, you're going to die with diseases. That's what it says. Then he says, then he even goes out and says, choose life. When Jesus Christ came, out of the four Old Testament precepts, God's relationship to man, man's relationship to man, the sanitary laws, and the dietary laws, two were changed forever. through Christ, man's relationship to man and God's relationship to man was never the same again. Because now we had Jesus Christ as a mediator to stand before God Almighty. The sanitary laws and the dietary laws never got changed. They're principles that we have in the Old Testament that we have to be considered about. You got to eat clean right now, guys. You got to get off the sugar. You got to get off the pork. You got to get off the bacon. You got to get off that junk. You got to get off anything with sodium nitrite. And then I believe you do what you need to do. You take your supplements. You eat clean. I believe Psalm 91 is going to take care of you. I really do. I really believe that God will protect you. I really believe that you'll walk through this pestilence. It says it here. This uses the word pestilence. I believe that with all my heart. I pray for you guys today. I pray for God to protect you. I'm going to start praying Psalm 91 over you, parts of it, during the day. I am. I'm going to start doing it right now, as soon as I get off the show, because I love you guys. And, you know, and nobody else is going to talk to you about Psalm 91 that I know of today, but maybe I'm wrong. But let's go back to Harvard. Let's go back to Charles Lieber. You know, let's step back for just a second. Let's tie this a little bit to what's going on with 5G. Let's tie a little bit of what's going on to nanotechnology, smart dust, transhumanism, basically tagging us with nanocrystals, basically doing the things that I've talked about on this show repeatedly, and how they use these piezoelectric crystals as a form of smart dust to go into your body, and they allow these crystals to become energized through your electrical system in your body to create a read-write unit on who you are. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about the advanced technology that's being used and developed globally, that's fallen angel technology that really got kicked into high gear in 1947 and with the Vril Maidens back in Germany. Let's talk about that right now. Let's talk about Lucifer becoming omnipresent through piezoelectric crystals, 5G technology, a D-Wave computer. Let's talk about that. Well, we know that nanotechnology is unbelievably important in this field. We know that photonics is unbelievably important, because what these entities eat are light photons, the energy created by our bodies. Our bodies are basically light generators, and these things consume the energy in the form of light photons to feed them. This is what happens with piezoelectric crystals and with human torture, all the other stuff, and what happens with these entities, including the formation of a compound called adrenochrome. So let's talk about Charles M. Lieber right now from Harvard. Let's put a few knots back together again. Charles M. Lieber, born 1959, is an American chemist. I'm reading from Wikipedia. This is Wikipedia. Charles M. Lieber is an American chemist and pioneer in the field of, oh my gosh, nanoscience and nanotechnology. Imagine that. Lieber was recognized by Thomson's Reuters Rothschild organization as the leading chemist in the world for the decade 2000 to 2010, based on the impact of his scientific publications. Lieber has published over 400 papers in peer-reviewed scientific journals and has edited and contributed to many books in nanoscience, like smart dust and piezoelectric crystals. He is the principal inventor of 50 issued U.S. patents and applications, and founded the nanotechnology company Nanosys in 2001 and Vista Therapeutics. But this is a guy who's arrested now for releasing this information to the Chinese and the bioviruses. He is known for his contributions to the synthesis of assembly and characterization of nanoscale materials and nanodevices, the applications of nanoelectric devices in biology. You mean nanoelectric crystals that actually activate because of human electricity? So he basically is the application of nanoelectric devices in biology. And as a mentor to numerous leaders in nanoscience, Thomas Reuters, again, Rothschild-owned organization, predicted Lieber to be the recipient of the 2008 Nobel Prize in Chemistry. 2012, Lieber was awarded Israel's... Israel's? No, it can't be Israel. Was awarded Israel's Wolf Prize in Chemistry on January the 28th, 2020. Lieber was arrested on charges of making false statements to the U.S. Department of Defense and the Harvard investigators regarding his participation in China's Thousand Talents program. Now, here's what's interesting. His house was raided by the FBI. Education and philosophy. Let's look at his education and philosophy. Not a lot of surprise here. Born to a Jewish family, my opinion, he probably is a dual Israeli citizen. Probably partially funded through Mossad, my opinion. Why is it always the same group? Lieber spent much of his childhood building and breaking down car stereos and airplanes. He obtained a B.A. in chemistry from Franklin Marshall College and graduated with honors in 81. He went on to earn his doctorate at Stanford, carrying out research on surface chemistry at the lab of Nathan Lewis. And he's a self-competitive person. Lieber feels the pressure to get things done quickly and ideally. Studying the effects of dimensionality and anisotropy on the properties of quasi-2D planar structure, now we're talking scalar physics, and 1D structure in early career in Columbia and Harvard led him to become interested in the question of how one would make a one-dimensional wire, and to the epiphany that if the technology were to emerge from nascent work to nanoscale materials, it would require interconnections, there you go, to your cell wall, extremely small wire-like structures to move information around, to move electrons around and connect devices together. Lieber was an early proponent of using the fundamental physical advantage of the very small end of the world. Now, you know, he's joined the Columbia University, Harvard Department of Chemistry in 1687. Now he's in Harvard. And he's specialized in nanomaterial synthesis, nanostructure characterization, nanoelectronics and nanophotonics. Oh, nanophotonics with light. God. Oh, here we go. Lieber has used quantum confined core shell nanowire heterostructures to demonstrate ballistic transport, the superconducting proximity effect, and quantum transport. Didn't I just tell you he was involved in quantum technology? Nanostructure assembly and computing? Oh, that would be D-Wave. That would be the D-Wave. Nanoelectronics for biology and medicine. So he is now developing nanoelectronics and brain science. The development of nanoelectronics-enabled cellular tools underpins Lieber's views on transforming electrical recording and modulation of neuronal activity of brain science. That means to rewrite your brain and to read your brain and to implant stuff into your brain is what that means. Examples of his work include the integration of an array of nanowire transistors with neurons at the scale that the brain is wired biologically, mapping functional activity in acute brain slices with high spatiotemporal resolution. So here we have this guy. This is the boy. This is the boy. So he's the one who's at the forefront of nanotechnology and implementing it in piezoelectric crystal technology into cellular biology. And he's the one. God, you can't even make this stuff up. I told you a few minutes ago he was Rothschild. I told you he was working for him. Always the same group. So that's our boy. That's from Wikipedia. Don't fuss at me for what he is. I'm just reading you right from the doggone iPad on Wikipedia. And Charles M. Lieber. Interesting that we kind of got to the bottom line of this guy. Like I told you guys, you dig under the rock, it doesn't make any difference. When it's something bad and you dig deep enough, you find these clowns. What do you think, Austin?
You pretty much nailed it on the head. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing. And, you know, I mean, the whole thing with 5G, as I've talked about repeatedly, and some of you we've talked about for years, it's not going away. They're making sure. And now Robert Kennedy Jr. has assembled a legal team to sue the FCC over the wireless health guidelines, which is awesome. You guys know Robert Kennedy Jr. and his work as far as with vaccines being, you know, an anti-dirty vaccine. He's not an anti-vaccine individual, but he doesn't like dirty vaccines with squalene and formaldehyde and aborted fetal tissue and aluminum and the laundry list of other things that goes on that never needs to enter your body, but yet we allow them to be blatantly injected into our children, and some people don't even bat an eye. They actually ask it. Some people are so brainwashed, they get mad at people for not wanting to inject their children with aborted fetal tissue. I mean, that just boggles me. Now they're saying here, the chairman of Children's Health Defense, which is Robert Kennedy Jr., submitted a lawsuit on January 31st against the FCC for its December 4th decision to decline to review its 1996 guidelines and for its determination that the guidelines are protective of human health. What's interesting is the December 4th determination provided a rare opportunity to sue the FCC and expose its blatant disregard for public health. that has been causing so many injuries and death among children all over the world with the 5G networks. You guys remember back, I think, a year and a half ago, it was a small town in the UK. They decided they're going to be one of the test pilot groups to launch full-blown 5G everywhere. And they started putting up the towers on, like, every pole, by every house, everything. And, of course, they started to get it implemented, and immediately the stillbirth and basically the miscarriage rate went through the roof. Went up like 80, 90% in that area. I mean, insane. Almost doubled. All the individuals started having headaches. People started having digestive problems. People couldn't sleep. Everybody started pitching a fit until finally, if I'm not mistaken, they finally got a bunch of that stuff pulled down. The whole city went in and basically had a giant conniption fit with the city council or commissioners or whatever they call them over there. And they went irate. They said, this is bizarre. We're all healthy. We don't have any issues here. As soon as you put this crap up all around our whole neighborhood, everybody's getting sick all the time. Nobody can sleep. Everybody's getting debilitating headaches. Everybody's, all these women are having miscarriages out of nowhere. The 5G network is not what everybody thinks it is. It is a weapon system. It is a weapon platform that has been used by the U.S. military for years now, and it is being used in place to put the bases down for the 6G system to come in the next 10 years. That's why I've talked about this repeatedly with these guys. This is what they're working on, and once the 6G system is in place, they want to start doing the full-blown Neuralink technology that Elon Musk and numerous other people have already started working on, where you basically have a chip implanted with these little Neuralink fibers that embed down in your brain, and you can control your phone, you can view your phone, you can change everything in your smart home via your thermostat, your TV, you can talk and turn stuff on. This is what they're working on doing. The problem is people don't realize, a lot of these people are so wrapped up in the latest, greatest technology. Let me go spend $1,500 on a new cell phone because I want to be cool with my new cell phone, but yet I'll only be able to afford ramen noodles to eat for the next month, and I'll have to eat the most garbage food there is at the store because I bought a $1,500 cell phone. This is what they're doing. This is why they push everybody, they push the technology, and they constantly evolve it every single couple months. There's something new, latest, and greatest out. They want people to not only accept the 5 and 6G system, they want people to beg for the 6G system. Because at that point in time, there's no issue with these globalists and these bankers. They know what they're doing. This is why they tell everybody what they're doing. That's why we've seen so many TV shows, cartoons, movies that have predicted stuff are going to happen years in advance. Matt Groening, the individual that started The Simpsons Show, if you've ever looked and researched on that, there's been stuff all the way back from the mid-90s that they had on those cartoons of The Simpsons, literally down to certain situations that have happened, and they were visually the same. Back in, I think, 1998, they had an episode on Donald Trump winning the election 20 years from then. Kid you not. They also had blatant things about 9/11 occurring in 2001. Nobody ever talked about it. I'm not saying you need to go out and watch The Simpsons because I don't approve that show at all. There's a lot of weird stuff in it. But what I'm saying is these guys have this stuff planned way before they ever do it. So best believe, that's why I said about this coronavirus, this wasn't some accidental, oops, it showed up in a wet market and somebody's eating a bat and they just caught it out of nowhere. Granted, I'm not saying eating bats and rats is a good idea. It's a horrible decision to do. You shouldn't do that at all. But they tried to blame that and obfuscate it. That's why when Zero Hedge and all these alternative media companies came out with the article discussing that I talked about yesterday, how this full research article came out and said, listen, this coronavirus is not what you've been told. This is a bioweapon that basically has HIV properties to it. All of a sudden, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everybody, bam, 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 you're banned. You can't say that. You can't talk about this. Fake news, fake news, fake news. And all of a sudden, everybody goes, why is that fake news? You guys didn't rebuttal it with anything. You guys didn't come out with something that basically showed that they were lying or they came out with fake news. You just simply said it's fake news and you want us to believe it's fake news simply because you told us it's fake news. Always question the narrative. Always question the media. Always question the fact that in Australia, basically the individuals put up a billboard that said, do you know what's in your vaccine? Question mark. Just a question. Not even a statement. Do you you know what's in your vaccine, and it was pulled down within 3 days by the prime minister, and it was said it was rubbish, and it was fake, and there's no reason anything like that should be up in Australia whatsoever, for simply asking a question. Always remember, whenever you ask a question or you present a fact, and the individual that you're presenting to immediately basically calls you a liar, says it's fake news, says you can't say that, you really need to question their motive, because in most cases, unless it's something very specific that they can actually rebuttal and prove that you're wrong, it's usually them, the ones that are trying to cover up the truth, and they're trying to make you look like the liar and the fake news spreader when they're the ones that are actually doing the very same thing they're accusing you for. This is very, very classic what you do as far as with reverse psychology and psychological operations. You blame the person that's telling the truth for doing what exactly you're doing, spreading lies and misinformation. You blame them for doing it. And then you do, I mean, Hillary Clinton was great with this, a complete and total lying sack of crap. Unbelievably horrible human being. The fact that she's still running around, not in jail, boggles my mind, but goes to show you the level of corruption in the U.S. military. Look what happened with Benghazi. Look at all the stuff that her and Obama were working on with running all the weapons and the kids over there in Libya. All these things occur all the time. And then what happens? They get busted. Oh, no, you don't know what you're talking about. That's fake news. Oh, I didn't get busted doing that. He got busted. Trump did this. He's the one who had the Russian hoax. He's the one in the collusion. He did it. I didn't do anything with that. Guys, look at who you're getting your information from. The same thing is coming down to alternative media. And I'm not calling anybody out, but I'm saying there's some people in alternative media that are coming up with some really weird stuff, and they're coming out with some really flamboyant stuff that's just way over the top. And don't get me wrong, not everything can be verified all the time. I got that. Sometimes you can't get sources. Sometimes you can't get information, or you can't leak intel. I got that. But in some cases, if people are just coming off with off-the-wall rocker stuff, I mean, there was an article the other day I saw from somebody, how they were saying that they're predicting by 2029 we're going to have this great asteroid impact the planet. And I just kind of read it and chuckled, and I'm like, A, if an asteroid impacts the planet in 9 years, that's absolutely zero something that I'm concerned with right now. You know what I'll be concerned with it? In 9 years when it actually impacts the planet, because there's nothing you're going to do if an asteroid the size of Earth runs into Earth. Earth's gone. But I don't believe God would ever allow that to happen, because he even said, as far as after the whole flood, that he was never going to destroy the Earth like he did again. All these things I've So when you see people come up with these really insane things like that, and they're trying to get this big fear porn clickbait so everybody will buy their books or buy their CD of what they're trying to do so they can scare you more and tell you how the Earth's going to end in 2029. You not remember everything we saw with 2012? The whole, oh my gosh, everything's going to end. The Mayan calendar's going to end. Everything's going to end. Guys, 2012, that's last decade. That was 8 years ago now. The world didn't end. Nothing significant happened. It's just things continue to go on. Same thing is going to go on with this virus. It may continue to spread. But again, as long as we're prepared and we know the best that we can do, there's no reason to live in fear, because we know we have our trust and power in Jesus Christ and God Almighty. And there's zero reason to be spooked or scared about any of this stuff. Just be understanding of what's going on. Get the full picture and realize what's going on behind the scenes. They're putting tracker bracelets on people in China now and running around with drones monitoring people and telling them to go back inside. Best believe this is a beta test to see how far the Chinese population are willing to submit to a communist regime in the midst of full-blown panic and fear, Dad. That's at least my opinion as well, at least part of what's going on over there.
Well, you know, Austin, we can't be led by a spirit of fear. Okay? We can't do that, because fear is the spirit killer. I mean, it kills the Holy Spirit. When you're running around in fear and you're scared half to death, I mean, you can't think clearly. You make stupid mistakes. You make stupid decisions. You do stupid things. You know, you can't be allowing yourself to be scared. It's like, let me give an example. If you're in a military confrontation and you're in the military, they teach you, you may be scared, but you can't let the fear rule you. You've got to control it. In other words, if you're pinned down by a sniper and you're scared you're going to get shot, but you're behind cover, fear will make you get up and run away and get nailed by the sniper. You can't do that. And see, and this is the problem with so many alt media shows. I challenge all of you, you know, a lot of you listen to different shows. Find me one show that ties smart dust nanotechnology to Lieber like I just did. Anywhere. Find me a show. with his potential for Mossad ties. You know, find me one show that does that, that says that. I mean, you know, Jeff Frantz might. I'm just sending the links. He may talk about it tonight. But I don't know anybody else. Why is that? Why is it nobody wants to do that? I don't know. It's fear. Maybe they're. Well, I can't say that. I can't say that they're compromised. Oh, I guess I did say that, didn't I? I did say that last week. I did say that 80% of all talk, including the big shows and the little shows, were compromised a little bit. Did that be a lot, just a little bit. And pretty much 95% of the big shows, probably 98% of the big shows, now we're talking like Hannity, big stuff, were compromised. Like, you know, like Rush Limbaugh, who now has come down with advanced form of lung cancer, which, by the way, has like a 97% fatality rate. I guess it's just one of those things, isn't it, guys? I mean, you always have a reckoning in the end when you put out good information or bad information. It's always a reckoning. You know, you kind of have to figure out at the end, you're going to stand before God Almighty. We all are. The difference is, because we're Christians, Jesus is there with us, and he doesn't even see our sins, because he knows that we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He knows that. And so, but all these other people, where are they walking with Christ? You know, get thee behind me, thou evildoer. Did we do this? Did we do that? Get behind me. I don't even know you. It's a pretty strong statement. Now, why is that? Why would God say that in the Bible? Because there's always been groups of people with nefarious motives. They're doing things they shouldn't ought to do. Let me tell you something, guys. My heart beats for God. I mean, it does. I mean, that's all I think about all the time, my relationship with God. I pray all the time. My favorite time of the day is when I'm praying. My second favorite time is when I'm talking to you guys about how I pray every day and about this stuff. And we need to understand. We need to look at people's motives. Is there a spirit of fear, of bitterness, of hatred? They condemn the saints. They scream at people. They holler at people all the time. They say bad things on their shows about people. I mean, who's doing that? Why are they doing that? I knew one talk show host. I'm not going to mention any names. And the person's gone now. And her husband had sent me a letter saying that she'd been compromised and that she was basically COINTELPRO. And that basically, you know, counterintelligence. And that she was putting out information for the State Department and information for, you know, a group of people who wanted to have information put out as if it's truth. And the only way they can do that, guys, because if someone comes out and they're giving you 100% lies, tick, 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 everybody turns off the show. If they give you about 90% truth, you're learning stuff from them, and 10% are lies, now they've confused everybody, because nobody knows what the truth. They know they told the truth of 90% of the stuff. But what about the other 10%? Enough of that. By the way, a software company has agreed now to pay $145 million settlement opioid kickback scheme. Practice Fusion, the San Francisco-based developer of IT products for the healthcare industry, appeared to pay back $145 million to avoid criminal and civil prosecution over accusations that have solicited a $1 million kickback from an unidentified major opioid manufacturer. No surprise here. Of course, they pay the fine so they don't get criminal charges on. That's why I always thought that was interesting. U.S. Army has funded now a fully automated microaggression detector to catch implicit bias in the workplace. In other words, if you start talking a little bit wrong to somebody or your voice changes a little bit, we're going to catch you with implicit bias, and then we can charge you or take you out and charge you with a hate crime, I guess. Oh, by the way, Japan is set to release 1.2 million tons of radioactive Fukushima water into the Pacific Ocean. I guess they haven't killed the Pacific quite good enough yet, so they're going to make sure they finish the job. Robert Kennedy basically is talking now in detail on the stunning corruption of the vaccine industry that has literally killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, in his opinion. And I've got this posted on the website with his blockbuster interview of what he's saying. And goodbye, EU. I think that's finally, hopefully, over for the Brits. Farage has blasted the EU Parliament one last time before the UK delegates leave. We'll see how all that shakes out before it's over with. The leader of the militant neo-Nazi group has been exposed as an intelligence contractor who may also be a federal agent. There's a big surprise. Less than a week ago, we published a story about Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam is declaring a state of emergency over a gun rally in the Capitol after the arrest of three men who reported to be part of the white supremacist group, The Base. And then what we also said would appear to be part of an intelligence agency setup. It has now been revealed that the leader of the white supremacist neo-Nazi terrorist group, The Base, is an intelligence contractor and suspected federal agent. And he operated under the name of Norman Spear and was identified by the UK Guardian as U.S.-born Ronaldo Nazario. You know, how about that, guys? You imagine that they would actually set people up to be in a neo-Nazi group so they could basically find, you know, different ways of doing things to us and charging people, trying to entrap people. Interesting. The Palestinian anger over the Trump's deal of the century is met with Israeli tear gas and rubber bullets in the West Bank. I guess they're told basically how the Israelis love them so much that they're going to basically take their land away forever. And so they protested, so they... Israel wanted to show the love. Feel the love here, friends. Tear gas and rubber bullets. Also, 8,000 people died after taking Subsys, S-U-B-S-Y-S, opioid spray. Yes, you couldn't get it fast enough by taking it orally, so you had to take it through your nose. 8,000 people died. And the manufacturer was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison for bribing doctors to overprescribe this deadly drug. So I guess John Kapoor, 77, he said he immigrated from the U.S., and he made his fortune, which was once worth $3.3 billion. And, of course, India is one of the largest manufacturers of opioids, with the drugs coming out of Afghanistan. Imagine how that ties together. You already know that. And, here's the thing. And one more question. Did China's coronavirus escape from the Wuhan Institute that is linked to the communist country's biological warfare program? That's another article we've posted. And quite frankly, according to Sir Francis Boyle, that's a big resounding yes. So, guys, those are some of the leading stories of the day. So, Austin, what's your next story, bud?
Well, yeah, and then we see all this stuff going on a regular basis, and it's interesting. You know, Friday I talked about how Orlando Sentinel put out an article that Wells Fargo and Fifth Third Bank are now halting contributions to any Florida scholarship program that funds anti-LGBTQ private schools. And what's interesting is it even goes into detail when it finally starts talking about the meat of it, is that in reality, it's not, these schools are not anti-LGBTQ or anti- whatever they come up with these stupid names and acronyms. They're just anti, basically, really, really perverted ideology. That's all they are. They don't want men running around in dresses and going into the women's locker room. This, up until 10 years ago when the gay king got the office, this wasn't even a topic that people brought up. If you're a cross-dresser, that was not really socially acceptable in the school system. To be real, cross-dressing was not socially acceptable. But until the Obama continued to push the narrative, supported it, pushed the whole thing on target, and now it's interesting about this. Now, like I said, they're not giving any money. I had an email from a customer, Zach, that basically is a listener as well, and he goes on to say, he goes, when I worked at a bank, we were legally allowed to deny any business accounts and lending options to high-risk businesses. Gas stations, nightclubs, et cetera, basically at our discretion. This is the same thing we've seen now with these companies not giving business merchant accounts to CBD or hemp products now, as far as to do online activity sales across the country. And he goes on to say, how long will it be until private school funding altogether is deemed high risk for bigotry, et cetera, and be completely legal to do so? Meaning, how long will it be before they put out some type of bill or executive order that says, you know, not supporting the LGBTQ community is basically bigotry, and that's a high-risk industry now if you're a bigot against individuals and boys that want to dress up as girls and go to the bathroom with your daughter. You're a bigot at that now, and that's basically a hate crime, hate speech, and it's high risk. So we're not going to give you any funding. We're not going to give you loans. We're not going to give you money. We're not going to give you anything at all whatsoever. You're 100% on your own. No funding from anybody now. How long is this going to be? I don't think it's going to be very long, especially after this email that Zach sent me. And the more I think about it now, what Wells Fargo's doing down here in Florida, because there's, you know, 150 schools down here in Florida that don't go along with the perverted ideology, with this transgender perversion they're forcing upon the younger generation. This is all about subverting the young culture. This is all about confusing and making the children believe that basically good is bad and bad is good, and making sure that every thought of everything they think about is evil all the time. You understand, when you're a kid, everybody knows, when you're a young kid, you're a teenager, and you start going through puberty, what you like, what you look at, I mean, you're changing. You're figuring out who you are. You're trying to just understand how you fit into this big world that we live in. You're confused half the time about everything. You really are. Trying to figure out what you're trying to do all the time. You're trying to deal with girls. You're dealing with your friends. You're dealing with going out. You're dealing with everything. And now they really think that this is something that the American population needs to have their children subjected to. Is now 5- and 6-year-olds being told they can be a boy or a girl, or they can dress up any way they want, or if they want to have homosexual relations when they're 7 or 8 years old, that's okay. Guys, this isn't okay. If your school system blatantly supports this, you as a Christian are called to a higher counting to call out these guys, or pull your kids out of school and go to a different school. I mean that sincerely. Because this is something, if we don't make a stand for it in another 5 to 10 years, that next generation of kids, including ours that we're all having right now, and this young generation in 2020 right now, they're going to be so perverted, they're going to be so skewed, they're going to be so confused about everything, that it will reach a point, in my opinion, that just about every thought of everything they think about will be evil all the time because of the communist, homosexual ideology that is being shoved in their brains on a daily basis in those communist indoctrination camps that we now call public school systems, guys. So please, support your local hardcore Christian schools that are promoting Christianity, not the ones that are acting like they're Christian schools, yet they're going in and promoting all these other religions or subjecting the children to this perverted ideology. Support the local schools, especially a lot of the homeschool groups and the other groups now that are small, local, private Christian homeschool groups back and forth, and do the best you can, because, guys, if we lose this younger generation now, we're going to be held accountable for that, in my opinion, when we get to God Almighty. He's going to ask us that. I believe that truly. He's going to look at us and say, you allowed your children to be subjected to this. You knowingly allowed them to be subjected to it, and you didn't at least try. You didn't even try to prevent it. You went along with it because it was the cool, hip thing to do, and you didn't want to have any conflict, so you allowed it to occur, you allowed them to be exposed to this, and you allowed them to be corrupted and perverted the rest of your life. Because remember, once you can change what a child thinks, their entire ideology, if you can change it by about 8 to 10 years old, you can change their entire course of thought process pretty much the rest of their life. If you can ingrain this ideology in them in single-digit area, you will pretty much dictate the routes they're going to take when they get older, unless they have some very, very strong intervening and some very, very strong biblical Christian leadership in their life, and they get out of that sadistic, perverted indoctrination camp that they're in. But that's just my stance on it, Dad, because the more I'm seeing it now, what I saw with Wells Fargo doing, which I absolutely loathe that bank, and everything they're doing now to make sure that kids don't have the opportunity of Christian education, we are seeing a full-blown war on our children right now. That's not an understatement.
Well, you know, we had a kid who was a gay, queer kid in fourth grade with Harrison at a private school, Christian school, was making lewd comments, and apparently he had two daddies, and I basically called the school, and I mean, I raised H-E double sticks. I mean, you talk about unleashing, and that was over 10 years ago. And guys, it's so important. Austin's right. Once you program these kids, I took the kids out. They were out. They were done. I homeschooled the rest of the time, said, the heck with this. If I'm going to be keeping these kids in a state of brainwaves like that young, I'm going to be telling them what to believe. So I know some of you can't do that. I got that. But at least try to get them in Christian school, camp, everything else on a regular basis so they can at least hear the truth and know the truth and understand who Jesus Christ is. I love you guys. I pray for you in a few minutes again about Psalm 91. Pray over all of you guys over that. I appreciate you. On Hagman last night, had a good response. Thanks so much for listening. You guys are awesome. Go ahead and finish it up, Austin.
Absolutely, guys. And again, continue to stay prepared, but also continue to enjoy life, live, don't be brought down. I've had so many people, you know, email me, oh, what about this? What about this? Guys, listen, I do this every day for a living. I'm involved in this every day. I get phone calls, emails, everything all the time. It would be very easy for me to get that, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. I'm in my 30s now. I've watched this stuff occur year after year after year, and I truly believe that as long as we keep our bodies healthy, we make smart decisions and don't go out in insanely crowded places and go to church shaking everybody's hand and sneezing in our faces. And again, I know a lot of people disagree with me on that, but I'm a big proponent of not shaking hands if I don't have the ability to wash my hands very quickly. Just being honest with you. Now, if it's something, a business meeting, that's fine. Like I said, you got to go after hand, wash your hands afterwards. But don't be running around shaking everybody's hand, hugging everybody, and then sitting back down and not washing your hands, especially with so many people that have the absolute total lack of respect for everybody around them and refuse to stay at home or cover their face when they're doing stuff. They're just coughing out in the air. That's obnoxious to me. Don't be that person, please. That's obnoxious to everybody around you. So again, use wisdom. Be safe. Stay prepared. If you need anything, feel free to give us a call. Health Masters, 1-800-726-1834. Be sure to vote for what you want to see win tomorrow as product of the week. Looks like the magnesium brain food is probably going to win by a landslide unless something dramatically changes over there. Because I know you guys are very, very big fans of the magnesium brain food, as it's just, I mean, it's an incredible product. There's no doubt about it. The magnesium threonate in it, which is a patented magnesium now, it's hard to get because it's so expensive because there's only one company that still has basically the rights to it. But it's been one of the only magnesiums ever to be shown that passes through the blood-brain barrier. And that's just an incredible aspect of it, of what it does in helping out with your memory, your energy, and also, too, helping out to chelate heavy metals out of the brain, such as aluminum exposure, mercury, and stuff like that. A lot of people have used the magnesium brain food also, too, to help with tinnitus. Not all the time, but I've gotten reports from that it has actually worked with the ringing in the ears, which is what that is. And a lot of times it's a magnesium deficiency, and the problem is most magnesium, even just like standard magnesium chelate glycinate, like in our capsules, can't penetrate into the brain well enough to help out with that. So the magnesium brain food is just incredible product. So be sure to check it out. It's going to be probably on sale tomorrow as product of the week at healthmasters.com. Thank you for the support. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.